to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're coming to you from the studios live of Republic Broadcasting Network here on this Wednesday, the 19th of December, 2007. And on today's show, I've got Patrick J. Buchanan coming on here in just a few minutes, and we'll bring him up after the first break. I don't know how long Pat's going to be able to stick around. I caught him this morning on C-SPAN, and he was being interviewed on the very same book that I'm going to be talking to Pat about today, The Day of Reckoning, How Hubris, Ideology, and Greed Are Tearing America Apart. And it was very fascinating to watch him interact. And I'll tell you something. When the phone calls were coming into C-SPAN, Mr. Buchanan gave rapt attention to the callers and what they were saying. You know, there's a lot of people that get on these shows and they have an agenda and they work it, but you can tell when somebody is actually paying attention to the questions that are posed to them, and he certainly was. Now, he left the studios of C-SPAN this morning, and for the remaining 20 minutes, they took calls on what subject, what politician are you backing, and how much money did you give? And there was a black woman that had called in, and she was living in the projects, and she said, I donated $30 to Ron Paul. And I was kind of taken aback by that, and her reasoning was, it took me a while to scrape up the 30 bucks, but these social programs, welfare, all of these things don't work. What's going to work is when the people are empowered with a fair chance in a good economy. Now, here's a person that is going to be competitive for jobs out there, obviously is bright enough, and can get in the mainstream juggernaut out there and try to carve themselves out a piece of America for themselves, what piece is left. But it was interesting, and what Ron Paul has been doing here has been pulling people in over the freedom issue alone. I mean, I talked in the march down here, I said this the other day, on the march in Austin for the Tea Party for Ron Paul, was talking to a staunch, lifelong Democrat that was going to vote for Hillary Clinton until he actually paid attention to what Ron Paul was saying. And as I read The Day of Reckoning, Pat's book, I'll tell you what, it was like Ron Paul had written this. The only thing that's missing out of this is the Federal Reserve. But I will ask Pat about that one. But tell you what, Pat tried to get into the presidential office twice before in 92 and 96. And I'm just wondering here if Ron Paul would not take him on as vice president. They're both about the same age. I think Pat's 69, Ron's 72. A wealth of experience there. Pat Buchanan has been an insider in Washington for many, many years. Worked for three different presidents. Ran for the office twice himself. He's got a track record, and he knows what's going on. And I'll tell you what, my choice for vice president for Ron Paul would be first Pat Buchanan. If not Pat, then say Lou Dobbs. He needs some notoriety to his campaign. At any rate, we'll take the break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll bring up Patrick J. Buchanan on his book, Day of Reckoning, How Hubris, Ideology, and Greed Are Tearing America Apart. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks. I've got Pat Buchanan coming on here. He's been the advisor to three American presidents. He ran for the Republican nomination in 92 and 96. He was the Reform Party's presidential candidate in 2000, author of eight books, including the bestsellers State of Emergency, Death of the West, Where the Right Went Wrong, A Republic, Not an Empire. And right from the beginning, Buchanan is the syndicated columnist and founding member of three of America's foremost public affairs shows, NBC's The McLaughlin Group, CNN's The Capital Gang, and Crossfire. And good afternoon. We're here to talk to Pat Buchanan this afternoon on his new book, Day of Reckoning, How Hubris, Ideology, and Greed Are Tearing America Apart. Good afternoon, Mr. Buchanan.
Good afternoon.
I appreciate you coming up. I know that you start your day early. I caught you on C-SPAN this morning.
Right. We were down there very, very early this morning. Right.
You know, and it struck me as I was watching that you were actually seated in the same chair that Michael Chertoff from Homeland Security was seated in. And a caller had called into the show to ask him, how did you arrive at the 12 million illegal alien figure in this country? And his response was almost laughable. He says, well, we had two groups that went out there and researched it, and they both came back with within 100 people of the $12 million figure. And he said, that's how he arrived at it. At any rate.
He's just picked it up from press reports, I think.
That's kind of scary for a guy that's supposed to be in Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, your book here, I've been reading the highlights on this thing, and I'll tell you what. You are dead on with your assessment here of this country. And I could talk to you for 3 hours straight, no problem, and I understand time is limited because you've had a busy day. But
right.
Your position here with America and its the position it faces right now, what is and folks, let me give you a little bit more background about Mr. Buchanan here. He was born in Washington, D.C., and 1938, you've been around a number of times. You've been around the block a few times, and you've seen just about everything that happens in Washington. Why is it that these people in the Beltway are so disconnected from reality and what's going on in this country?
Well, I think you get that way up here in the Beltway. They're not in touch with home. They're initially in touch with the home country pretty well, especially congressmen and younger congressmen. But you get up here and you move into a new world. It's a new orbit up here, and there are different influences upon you. And among them, of course, are the very powerful press here, which is predominantly establishment liberal, and it's much more, has an entirely different agenda than the folks back home. And secondly, you have the corporations who have lobbyists here and who raise money for both political parties and who have constant fundraisers. And that's who pays the room, board, and tuition. And the longer you stay here and the higher you move up the ladder and the greater power you accumulate, the more that you're working in this milieu and that you benefit from these people. And you live or die by them up here. And this is many a bright young congressman has come up here and to do good and stayed on to do very well indeed by doing the bidding of the powers that be in this city.
Well, Pat, I've often heard it, and I wished I had a dollar for every time I've heard it, that the politicians in D.C. will go on endlessly drone about their public service to the people. And, well, I'm down here in Central Texas, and we got a lot of cattle down here, a lot of cattle ranchers, and down here, servicing in the cattle industry means something totally different. But we've been getting the wrong end of the stick for so many years. Economically, I heard you on C-SPAN this morning, and you made some great points about how these trade agreements have put us in an absolute hole. You went through the history of how tariffs in this country used to pay for the government. Now we have other taxing measures. But I'm looking at this economy, Pat, and next year, the subprime mortgage debacle that we're looking at right now is just the tip of the iceberg. We have more than $500 trillion in derivatives. This is threatening banking across the entire planet, just not here in this country. Economically speaking, what do you see going on? And with your vast years of experience, what do you see going on next year?
Well, I think what is happening worldwide is the deindustrialization of the United States under this free trade fanaticism. We ran an $836 billion merchandise trade deficit last year, and a current account deficit, that means all the money that goes abroad from which you subtract all the money that comes in, which was even higher than that. And this is why the dollar has been sinking for a long time, and there's enormous pressure under it. We've run $5 trillion in trade deficits since NAFTA. I think the dollar is now at what used to be worth, the euro was worth 83 cents. It's now worth $1.50 almost. And I think, and you've lost 3 million manufacturing jobs in the last 7 years. So I think what we're seeing is the transfer of the productive capacity of the United States south toward Mexico and beyond, and east over to Asia, and they are producing and making the things we used to make and selling them to us, not much cheaper than we used to get them ourselves. But the real problem this has meant is that the United States is losing its economic independence, its sovereignty, and because of the invasion from the south, its separate and unique identity as a nation. And we're simply becoming a geographic expression, I think, and not really a nation and a people at all, with 38 million immigrants and 12 to 20 million of them illegal. So I think we're seeing basically the decline, the traditional decline of a great nation, just as we saw the decline of Holland and Spain and Great Britain in the 19th century.
It's fascinating to me that facts are often left off the table in reporting through mainstream media, and something has come to my attention. We're fighting, and let me digress here for a second. Everybody in this country is caught in this political paradigm. Now, we know the Democrats have been hijacked by the Marxists out there. The Republicans have been hijacked by the neocons. But there is a simple solution to this problem. All they need to do is whip out the rule book. It's called the Constitution. And that prohibits, and many people, Pat, think the many Americans are taught to believe that the Constitution was written for the individual, and it's not. It is written for government, and that's their guidelines. And I see a way of stopping this scrabbling and scratching each other's eyes out over political or social issues. Just get out the rule book. You know, I mean, I see none of these candidates that are on the Republican side or the Hillary Clinton side, Dennis Kucinich, it does not matter, John Edwards, nobody is talking about the Constitution. And in a time in this country when we are literally on the precipice and we're staring into the abyss and there's nothing staring back at us, that I find it rather fascinating that the only guy that has been talking about that rule book has been Ron Paul. He's been left off the table for everything.
Well, that's right. Ron Paul is a constitutionalist. If it were up to him, I think they'd shut down about five or six federal departments, and you would bring the troops home from their imperial duties. You would restore the republic, and you would be running a surplus. And he would then be cutting taxes. And I think that's very true. There's no doubt he's the one individual here who is really who understands the Constitution, who believes in the money the Constitution proscribes, and who believes in the restrictions the Constitution imposes upon government at the federal level. I think that's exactly right, but do I think that's going to happen? I think the government of the United, a friend of mine wrote a number of years ago that the Constitution of the United States represents no threat whatsoever to our form of government. And what he meant was, of course, that our form of government has simply, by distortions of the Constitution and perversions of its words and vast exaggerations of meanings of phrases, has grown to the kind of mighty monolith that the Constitution was meant to prevent. And we have passed beyond the realm of, we have crossed the line between republic and empire. Mm-hmm. And we've become a giant empire with an imperial government here in Washington, D.C., far beyond anything I knew as a boy when I was growing up, when that was in World War II, and we had soldiers all over the city.
You know, it's fascinating to me. I mentioned what the news will not report, and this is off of the government's website, Gulf War I and Gulf War I Part II. Now, we had a little... We got off track a little bit with that, with Bill Clinton. He wanted to concentrate on Bosnia-Herzegovina. But Gulf War I and Gulf War II, the real statistics from the Veterans Affairs, they have issued this, that there has been 73,846 U.S. dead, 1,620,000, over 1,620,000 disabled just in Gulf War I and Gulf War Part II. Have you ever heard of these figures before?
No, I have not heard that, because I think we only had 500,000 or 550,000 over there in Gulf War I, and I think around 200-250 in Gulf War II. So I doubt if you could have over a million wounded.
Well, this is coming. Well, and they're saying disabled, not necessarily wounded, but there's depleted uranium over there. There was a lot of health issues that went on. But this comes directly from, and you may want to check into this for yourself, because I hear nobody talking about this, and I've confirmed this through the Department of Veterans Affairs, and it actually gives you a breakdown on that. Okay, at any rate, we should not be in the Middle East right now. And I'll tell you what, Pat, right now we are in a financial hole so deep that we're paying the bankers right now. The United States government has got to come up with $426 million just to pay Guido on the interest on the money that we have borrowed. Next year, the government's got to borrow $2 billion a day, and how they go about doing that is they sell bonds and treasuries. Well, the world has walked away from it because the dollar is almost valueless. We're going to have a mighty big deficit next year, and that's on an eroding economy and a tax base. I want to get your input on this when we get back from this break. Folks, by the way, I wanted to tell you, Pat, your guy over there, Joe Rinaldi, mm-hmm. The director of publicity at St. Martin's Press, heck of a guy. He's doing a great job for you. Just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
We'll take the break, and we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
We're back. Patrick J. Buchanan, the book, ladies and gentlemen, Day of Reckoning, How Hubris, Ideology, and Greed Are Tearing America Apart. And Pat, can they get this book where?
They can get it at Amazon.com or any bookstore around, Barnes & Noble. Or Amazon.com, just put in Patrick J. Buchanan, Day of Reckoning, and it'll pop right up. And then you click the, and you can purchase it right there.
Okay, great. I see the difference here in the inside flap here between Canadian money and United States money. I think the Canadians can get a better deal now coming down here and buying the book in the U.S.
Sure.
Okay, on the question here about the economy, and you heard my comments that we're paying the bankers $426 million a day in interest on the money that we owe. And the debt, the obligations of the United States government, past, present, and future, including Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, has been pegged somewhere between $60 and $100 trillion. And we know that where the economy is going, they're still debating whether we're in a recession. I got news for them. Inflation is running at 11.5%, has been running high for a number of years. And we've got a real problem because the tax base is going to be eroding even further next year. How do you see this financial picture for this country shaping up next year?
I think it's going the same way it's been going. I think we're headed into a period of inflation, which is a period of rising inflation, which has already started. At the same time, we're headed into a period of low growth. And what the Fed now will be pulled in one direction, it's going to get the economy moving. It'll want to be cutting interest rates. But to the degree it cuts interest rates and makes money easy, the dollar cheapens in the world markets and the risk of inflation grows. So it is really between the Fed is between a rock and a hard place, and the markets realize it. And so I think we are headed really for a period of, you know, 1 to 2% growth next year at best, with a lot of folks hurting very badly.
I think that 1 to 2% growth might be that might be a little rose-colored glasses prediction. Hopefully you're right, but my sources are telling me, and I've got some of the best economists that I'm in touch with, they're telling me that that's not going to be the case. They're giving this economy 2 years at the outside, but we're going to start seeing things happening next year.
Well, my guess is what you're going to see one day soon is a run on the dollar overseas, where the problem with in many of the foreign countries now, their concern is they've got $5 trillion in dollar-denominated assets, T-bills and bonds overseas. The Chinese alone have $1.4 trillion. The Japanese have about $1 trillion, most of it dollar-denominated, and the Gulf Arabs, of course, have enormous amounts of money there. They're moving these into sovereign wealth funds. These are investment funds, and they're moving the cash back as quickly as possible. I think they're going to start doing by buying up our assets. You saw the investment in Citibank, and China's reaching for 3Com, and the Dubai ports deal, and things like this. And they're leasing, as I point out in Day of Reckoning, they're leasing American roads and highways and getting a claim on future assets, because they realize the dollars they have are going to look like monopoly money, and they better spend them as quickly as they can. And I think this is what they're going to be doing, and I think the dollar is going to continue to decline, and at some point there could be a virtual run on the dollar where simply nobody wants it. And at that point, the Fed, if it's going to sell any more bonds to pay off the deficit in the debt, is going to have to raise interest rates in what it offers. And this is a terrible formula.
It is. By the way, Daddy Bush, Herbert Walker, back in April 30th of 1992, by executive decree here, basically opened up the privatization, which means that the infrastructure asset sell-off, America's got a big for sale sign on it, that anything that the federal government touches, funds, or has oversight on is up for sale, and that includes tunnels, bridges, roads, electric supply facilities, mass transit, airports, ports, waterways, water supply facilities, housing, schools, prisons, and hospitals. These, George Bush, and many people don't know this through this executive order, that actually put the for sale sign up, and these dollars that the Chinese and the Europeans are dealing with right now versus the American dollar, I see asset sale coming up here in America.
Sure, it's going to be many of our, like Citibank, welcomed the huge infusion, I guess, of the Arabs bought, I think they put in $8 billion or something like that, and bought up just under 5%, so they don't have to file certain documents if you're under 5% of ownership. But I think they're going to move into all of these, and many, and the Chinese and the others are very wise, and they have the long view, and I think they will look at what is really a vital asset to help fulfill some gap in our strategic posture, and they will invest in these companies, and as the price of that investment, they'll demand a transfer of our technology. And so, again, I think the America's up for sale. I mean, we've consumed abroad. We borrow more than $2 billion a day to consume imports, I mean, a net, and all those goodies down at the mall and everything we're buying at Christmas. And we have to borrow abroad because we don't save anything. We're running a deficit at the federal level, and we now see that even at the state level today in the paper, they've got an enormous multi-trillion-dollar deficit in terms of pensions and health care.
Mm-hmm.
And you read that California is now suddenly all those bonds that Arnold issued up there a few years back to balance the budget, you got to start paying interest on them.
Yep.
So I think it's I think it's the day of reckoning, as the title of my book says.
Can you hang for a few more minutes?
I cannot, my friend. I'm getting calls in here, and I've got a big schedule from that fellow Joe Rinaldi.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't want to tramp on that, because he is doing a good job for you. Pat, I'd like to bring you on in the future if I could, because who you've been speaking today is the best educated radio audience in America.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
All righty. Thank you. All right, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Folks, we're back. Unfortunately, we only had the guy. I wanted him for an hour, but there was other commitments that he had to go to, and he was up at 5 a.m. this morning. And I did watch him on C-SPAN. He was on C-SPAN, I think, this morning for an hour and a half. I didn't catch the entire thing, but I caught the bulk of it. And what I really wanted to do was to have him around for phone calls, because I was not joking, folks. This is the best informed radio audience in this entire country, without a doubt. So at any rate, We will, during the break, I just called Rinaldi over at St. Martin's Press and told him, I said, look, when this book thing dies down, and you got to understand, when people are promoting books, you know, they don't know where they're at and who they're talking to. They're just in there, bam, 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 bam. So, you know, I'm sure Pat didn't know that if he was on a radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio, or he was on a network. So at any rate, we will get him back on. Real soon, as soon as this hubris over his book Day of Reckoning. And I'll tell you what, one of the things I wanted to ask him, if he was why is my microphone doing this? I'm dying in here. Hello. It's phasing out on me here. Okay. As you go down the list, one of the things I wanted to ask him, if he was tapped on the shoulder for vice presidency with Ron Paul, would he accept it? That's one of the questions I wanted to ask him. The second I wanted to ask him, where's his sister at, Bay? I haven't seen her in a long, long time. At any rate, we will endeavor to pursue to get him on the air. The big flap today, folks, is Glenn Beck interviewing Ron Paul. The screen wipe seen at the bottom of the screen while he was on Glenn Beck for an entire hour. All right? I'm forced to cover this. I was not going to. I mean, I'm no fan of Glenn Beck. I think he's an overpaid, coddled baby. Rumor on the street has it that he was paid an extraordinary amount of money for his radio program and TV show. I heard rumor on the street that it's somewhere around $80 million. But at any rate, Glenn Beck's right on a lot of issues, and on a lot of issues, he's wrong. But remember, he is on mainstream media, and you can't, I guess there's a certain set of rules of what you can talk about, what you can't talk about. But the interview itself went fine until the issue of 9/11 was brought up. And I don't have the transcript. Michael Herzog actually had the transcript to the show, but I'm just going off memory. But I watched that thing, and I even missed that screen wipe that came across the screen on Glenn Beck's show on CNN. Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. What this was in reference to was Mr. Huckleberry out of Arkansas over the issue of his Christmas ad campaign that shoots him and across his right shoulder. And the camera does pan around, and that bookcase that mysteriously looks like a cross in the background. Huckleberry's comments on that was, that, yeah, and he made reference to the Beatles about the great controversy. Remember, that raged back in the 60s and early 70s that Paul McCartney was dead. Paul is dead, Paul is dead. It was supposed to be backmasked on the record, and you play it back, and it says. And that's what the reference was. Now, I found it kind of odd, but it was political news, but I kind of find it odd that they would stick that in there, and many people interpreted that as a threat. Now, the issue of threat came up because Glenn Beck made the comment that he has to wear a bulletproof vest, he's hired private security, your people, and he was mentioning Ron Paul's people that actually made death threats against Glenn Beck. And they talked about this for 10 minutes, and Beck cornered him and mentioned Charlie Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell, and put Ron Paul in a very uncomfortable spot. Now, first of all, if you watched that interview last night, you could see, obviously, that Ron Paul was worn down to the quick. I mean, the guy is 72 years old. When he was down here in Austin, I gave him a 3-month supply of Be Alive, and he might have gone through that already. But I talked to him and his wife in the elevator, and I gave him some Be Alive, and I said, look, this might help you on your presidential campaign, because you're going to be running... you're going to be running yourself to the quick. And the reason is, folks, he's not like Hillary Clinton. He's not like Barack Obama. He's not like Dennis Kucinich. He's not like a lot of these people are. They're hitting the campaign trail, and they're abrogating their responsibilities that they were hired to do and elected to do in Washington, D.C. So not only is Ron Paul maintaining, and this is kind of unusual this year, that they went sign a die today for the Christmas holidays, but usually it's a bigger break. But there's Ron Paul after fulfilling his obligations and duties as a U.S. seated congressman and then running a presidential campaign. There were issues that were brought up that clearly he did not know that much about. And having said that, the man is real pressed for time. Now, I'm not here making excuses or on the other hand, I'm not saying and making a defense for Ron Paul. I think the man can handle his own stuff. But this is just for me personally that watched the same television show that you did. What Glenn Beck did with putting this thing around his death threats, and then when the Paul is dead thing came up, I think a lot of people misinterpreted this that, you know, I know personally, and you know, I've talked to Ron Paul and his wife, aside from anybody else being around. And he told me that he feared for his life if he were to run for president, and even the same if he ran for the Texas governorship. And I told him at that time, I flat out told him, I said, look, Mr. Paul, you know, with all due respect and deference to you and your position, you know, you may not have a choice on this. If you're called to run, you might have to do that. And I made the suggestion that if he's called upon to run for president of this country, that if he doesn't accept it, that maybe he might consider retiring from politics. Because what we're seeing here, ladies and gentlemen, and how many times have you seen it? And you just know just by watching their body language, listening to their canned little speeches, listening to the prepared text and the canned response to questions, that these guys are well coached. Ron Paul doesn't use that. I mean, he knows what he has to say and he says it. Now, one advantage to being on Glenn Beck for an hour, he was given the time, ample time to explain some of his positions, but I'm sure he would have been much better if he would have been rested, which he was not. But the issue of 9/11 coming up, and we all know the ties here, Charlie Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell, all this stuff. Somehow, this elevated to the point where, you know, these are death threats, you know, to Ron Paul. Ron Paul is fully aware at the risk he is taking running for president of this country. You know, because I made the comment to him, I said, look, if you don't want to run for president, at least run for governor of Texas. And I told him, you know, I know enough people out there, retired Secret Service, Navy SEALs, Special Operations Group people, Marine Force Recon people. I said, we can stack security, people that were trained to do one thing, and that's kill effectively. I said, we'll stack security around you like cordwood, and they have to drop a nuclear weapon on Austin to get rid of you. Well, I would like to think that my input to him about being called, because as I started to say, these people that you're seeing right now running for office, they're seeking the office. My estimation about Ron Paul is he's been kind of drug into this thing. He was always in constant amazement of the support and the base of the support and where it's coming from. I mean, like I said, I'm in the walk down Congress Avenue Sunday, and I just struck up a conversation with a guy walking next to me, and he admitted that he was a lifelong Democrat and that he was going to vote for Hillary Clinton until he heard what Ron Paul had to say. He says, once I heard what he said and considered what he said, I switched. He said, you see me here right now. This is what I'm about. You know, it was it's been a fascinating thing to watch, because on that very same show that Pat Buchanan was on, and I made reference to this, there were people calling in because the question for the last 20 minutes of American Journal this morning was political candidates and are you donating? And if so, how much have you donated? Well, one woman, a black woman from the inner city, called in and said, look, I had to scrape to make a $30 donation to Ron Paul. But I understand, basically, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically she said that the welfare state is not working. These government giveaway programs are not working. Our best chance is to elect somebody that knows the economy of the country, how it's supposed to run. And my best shot of being an American with the ability to step up a few rungs out of poverty here is by electing this man. And folks, you know, there's tons of people out there. I told you a couple of months ago, and I want to make my position clear on this, because some people have kind of asked me a few questions peripherally around the edges. You know, you don't believe 9/11? Well, yeah, I believe it happened. Do you believe the government had any part in this? Yeah, I think they did. And are we going to get another commission? Not out of the group that I see running for president. The only exception to that would be Ron Paul opening up another investigation on 9/11. Because we saw how they used that as a political tool to foist this fear on people that these Islamo-fascists are out to kill us all. And the only way that we're going to do this, and your Huckleberry here from Arkansas, I saw it in one of his latest ad campaigns talking about foreign policy. He wasn't talking about foreign policy. He was talking about the continuation of George Bush's program on the war on terrorism. Okay? George Bush just did a deal that he's going to keep 50,000 troops stationed in Iraq next year. There's not going to be any withdrawal. There's bases being built over there. There's not going to be any withdrawal of troops. We are in there until somebody says, Commander-in-Chief says, okay, boys, it's time to come home. Now, I don't see Hillary Clinton doing that. I don't see Dennis Kucinich doing that. I don't see any of these people doing that except for one. And this is why I wanted to slide Ron Paul into the Pat Buchanan conversation, because as I read the stuff here that Buchanan is about, I swear to gosh that if Ron Paul doesn't tap him as vice presidential material for him, with his knowledge of politics and the who's who in this inner circle, yeah, I know he's Knights of Malta. I don't want any phone calls on it. But somebody that has been in that beltway, and leave it to the man's discretion of who he's going to pick as being vice president, because he's going to need a good one. He's going to need a good one. On the issue whether the Republican Party is going to nominate him for president, time will only tell. My best guess would be no. Will he be forced to run as an independent? My guess would be yes. He's got a lot of money, approaching $20 million. I think it's $18,600,000-$700,000. At any rate, Ron Paul's not done by a long shot collecting funds. But it's where he's going to spend those funds, because these people are donating to him. And I'm talking from all walks of life, walking away from the political affiliations because they realize they are not working. And people do not want to elect another pretty face or a fast-talking guy that would be a blast at a cocktail party with a martini in his hand. We're talking about having a president of this country taking the helm, the top CEO spot in this country, in the darkest hour of this country. All right, we can go back to the Civil War, the war rather of aggression against the southern states, because that was about states' rights. That was a dark period in our country, dealing with the British twice, once for a revolution and again when they wanted in here and they wanted their banking in 1812. We had another little tiff with the Brits. Well, we successfully repealed that. But we're asking a guy to go in and be the CEO of this corporation and to try to straighten this thing around in what I perceive as being the turning point, the absolute positive turning point of this country. If we have anybody in office other than Ron Paul, you can kiss this country goodbye. And then it's not going to be a Ron Paul revolution. It'll be a revolution in this country, because literally, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to fight for our freedom. Now, I don't like talking like that. I've been down that road before. Well, let's go to the phones here. And I'm going to open up the phones. And for the balance of the program, I want your input, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll tell you what. I can sit here and babble my full butt off here for the next hour and 22 minutes. But hearing myself talk does not impress me. Talking to the best educated audience and I am not joking about this. This is not a little slogan here. This is the honest to God's truth. That this is the best, well-rounded, educated audience that any network has had the privilege to serve. 800-313-9443. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence. You're up first.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again,
yeah.
John. It's been a while, one might surmise why. Well, I just now got everything back. I've been up in an ice storm. Everything was off for a week.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and just now got everything back up, electric and phone and everything.
All right, what's on your mind, Clarence?
Well, what it is, I know we're getting close. Are we close to a break right now?
We've got about another 45 seconds.
Okay, well,
I will hold you through the break if you want to start now, please.
Okay, what I'd like to say is, I sorely missed your broadcast. Because the only way I can get it is on the Internet. The only ones I can listen to is on the shortwave. But they're okay. And they're fine in their regard.
What's left on the shortwave?
There's not much left. But mm-hmm. There's a couple of them left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, you know. And so, you know, I don't miss the cable or any other stuff. I don't watch TV, but... there's some things I do want to say, comment on the other side here about Ron Paul.
All right.
And about Pat Buchanan particularly.
All right. Well, we'll give everybody ample opportunity to do that. 800-313-9443. Folks, this is a talk show, and I don't want to be the only one talking. 800-313-9443. Because I can load up the rest of the broadcast with the latest and greatest bad news of the day, if that's what you prefer to hear. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397.
6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, we're back. Clarence, go ahead, sir.
I would like to ask one favor there, is to tell me, what is that break music?
Which break music?
The one they just played. Did you hear that?
That is, that's, that is Sting.
Sting,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think it's off, gosh, I'm just going by memory. I don't even remember.
I know. That's. Yeah. I'm getting that way. We've talked before. I know we're roughly about the same age, and we don't want to give that away to everybody.
Well, so. They already know. I mean, I've reveled in my spring. I've spent the summer, and now I'm looking at the fall.
Exactly. Yeah, that's about where I am right now.
Yeah.
But, no, what I wanted to say is, you know, getting back to, you know, what we're trying to do here. I was a very late comer about 6 years ago, five years ago, somewhere thereabouts, and I finally figured out, you know, what was, but it, and actually I hate to say it, it came from the UFO shows and stuff, because mm-hmm. they would have, every once in a while have someone on there, they would say something, and I was watching what was going on in the world. Now, I have a bachelor's degree from a college, and I'm supposed to be educated and help. Most of those people like me are as dumb as I am, or dumb as I was.
Well, that's because they get myopic in their field and what they're doing, to the exclusion of life itself and what's going on around them.
Absolutely. And not only that, but the whole thing is, the system is to inculcate you into believing the way that you're supposed to believe.
Mm-hmm.
It is to regiment you. It is to think about when we were back in grade school. Bells ring, you go out, you have recess.
Mm-hmm.
Bells ring, you come back.
Kind of like Pablo's dog, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And I always think about this, and I thought, you know, you and I, and there's a very select group of people right now in your listening audience, and these are the ones, and I hope they wait. If they ain't calling in, they better call in, because these are the people that need to call in, because they'll understand what they've been through. And they'll understand when you finally at the end, you know, you can go through a good part of your life and be fooled. But then if you are a thinking person, you'll suddenly, you know, the light bulbs will come on.
Well, and I've said it this way before, Clarence. I said that, look, what we will give you is the framework of the puzzle. We'll give you some pieces, but we're going to educate you to build your own puzzle, because I don't have the time, or a group of people don't have the time, to sit down and demonstrate piece by piece, step by step. What we do is turn the porch light on. The light goes on. We give you the framework so you're able to put the pieces in and conduct your own affairs from a knowledgeable position. And that's the whole point of this network.
That's so great. And I'm glad. And I hear the music, and we're going to the deal.
Yep. All right, Clarence, hey, thanks for your call. Glad to hear your power is back on. Okay, Mark, Chris, and others, hang on. We'll get to your calls after the top of the hour break. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. 800-313-9443 is the participating toll-free number. We'll take the break. Be back in about 90 minutes.